Chronic Care of Richmond text line is always available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Something else that's going on in our area, and if you are a football person, you do need to know about this. Adam Epstein is joining us with a couple of the details on that. Good afternoon, Adam.
What's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm glad that you could join us for a couple.
Absolutely. And, I need to give your producer, Jeremy, a lot of credit. Look, I like to make fun of my producer. I like to give him a hard time. But everyone at the station works so hard, and Jeremy did a great job last year. He came to Football Festival, took photos and videos, and that allowed me to do a better job promoting it this year. And so it's going on this Saturday at River City Roll, August 24th from 3 to 7, and it is the ultimate party for football fans because we have live music, we've got games, we've got prizes, and a ton of awesome special guests.
All right, well, you are at the top, I know, of the list of awesome special guests, but who else you got on the list?
Absolutely. So the plan was to bring together all of the voices that you hear on WRNL 910 The Fan. And so nice. Our two special guests are Grant Polson and Danny Ruye, your afternoon drive, Grant, Danny, can be heard from 3 to 6. We've got the voice of Who's Talking, Frank Maloney. We've got Dave Rickert from JMU, Virginia Tech, VMI, Randolph-Macon, Richmond Spiders are all bringing representatives to Football Festival. And the big shout-out is to the Commanders, who are sending their rally team with over 200 giveaway items, T-shirts, swag, and they're bringing former Commanders cornerback Fred Smoot, who's going to be signing autographs, taking pictures, and if you're a Commanders fan, you know the mouth of the South is Fred Smoot, one of the all-time best in terms of working with the fans, watch parties, and everything. And so he was awesome to be a player on the field, and he's even better since he's retired. And so I'm looking forward to bringing Fred Smoot to Richmond this Saturday.
How cool is that? All right, now, I want to remind everybody, Adam Epstein is joining us. He is over at The Fan, our wonderful sports station inside of our radio factory there. Adam, I want you to tell everybody who your favorite team is. I mean, you got to pony up and actually own this. Which football team are you rooting for?
Yes, I ride and die and literally die and have died for 31 years supporting the Washington Commanders, formerly known as the Redskins, formerly known as the Washington Football Team, formerly owned by Dan Snyder, the devil himself. But I have supported this team my entire life. Look, my dad taught me you root for the teams that he likes, and he liked all the D.C. sports teams, and so that's been the rule. We only support the DMV, and so college football, I like Virginia Tech, looking forward to the Hokies this season, but in the NFL, I'm a diehard Redskins fan.
Wow. How's that working out for you, by the way?
Man, it's depressing. I mean, every Sunday I wake up with a smile and I go to sleep with a frown.
You know, I'm not a football expert, but I'm married into a Patriots family, and so have been a loyal New England Patriots fan, except when we opened up that Southern branch in Tampa for a couple of years. Then, you know, I was watching my Bucks, but... you are, how do I say it? You're loyal, but man, you got no hope, do you? This is it. This is as good as it's ever going to get. Could you possibly make the argument that the Washington team, whatever their name is, should think about Arena Football League or something like that? Maybe.
Well, believe me, it's embarrassing rooting for this team, but if you listen to my show, I believe that the future is now with a new starting quarterback, with a new coach, a new GM, and a new owner. And really, that's what it comes down to is you just can't win when your owner's a buffoon. And, you know, I hear you talking about a bunch of buffoons that we've got in our government and all that stuff. We had a buffoon running this Washington football team for 25-plus years. Now that he's gone, yeah. I think we all can actually dream of the 91 season, something like that happening again where there's so much excitement. And believe me, Richmond supports this team when they're winning. It's tough when they're losing, but when they're winning, there's a ton of Commanders fans in Richmond.
All right. Well, listen, I wish you nothing but the best because, you know, we're in the process. We're in the process of rebuilding with the Patriots. We've gone through a little bit of a change there. It's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be interesting because we're now seeing, and you know this, regardless of which team you have supported for this period of time, that period of time. The reality is there are a lot of new folks that have come on the scene. I have to bow my head towards Patrick Mahomes. I mean, he really, after he got beaten up that first time, right, against Tom Terrific and the Pats, he went back and he said, okay, I can take my ball and go home, or I can redouble my efforts. I can really study what the best in the game have been able to do. And I think he has shown everybody he is absolutely Hall of Fame caliber guy.
Absolutely. I mean, you know the old saying, you have to beat the best to be the best. Yep. He never beat Tom Brady, so Tom will always be the GOAT in my mind. The most Super Bowl wins with one team, just spectacular. But Patrick Mahomes is the new greatest quarterback of this generation. And really, it's not even close. Like, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, those guys are good, but they're not Patrick Mahomes, who made a highlight this weekend with a behind-the-back pass. You do that in basketball, not in football. He's crazy, the kind of things that he comes up with. And he has a great relationship with his head coach, Andy Reid, who I also think is one of the greatest coaches of all time. So, I mean, I do my show Mondays from Capitol Ale House, and in walked a Chiefs fan, and I was just like, are you kidding me? Chiefs fan in Richmond? How is that happening? But you know what? He's great. He's happy because that team finds a way to win 11-plus games almost every year.
Yeah, it's just an amazing thing. So, obviously, football is going to be the star at the big football fest this weekend. I want you to remind everybody about that again. But, I mean, the weather's starting to change. We got to be thinking about one or two or 10 or 12 other sports that are starting to percolate to the surface, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I like to say that football season kicks off the sports calendar. Yeah. Because football comes, then boom, college basketball, boom, NBA, NHL, and, you know, baseball playoffs get started, in October, when football's already rolling, right? So I do think football kicks off the sports calendar, and that's why we came up with this event to kick off the football season, AWOD's Football Festival, this Saturday from 3 to 7 at River City Roll.
Do we have to get tickets ahead of time or register or anything like that?
You know what? I think we're going to get to the point where we're bringing Football Festival to, you know, some crazy park like Meadowland Park, and we're selling it out with 3,000 mm-hmm. people. But right now, this is just year two, and it's free, and anybody can come. And I'm expecting a decent amount of crowd right at 3 o'clock because we've got an awesome local Richmond band called Flight Club. And these guys do a cool version of punk rock. It sounds kind of like Blink 182 or Sum 41, but they're bringing a bunch of fans. They're local, right, because they're a Richmond band. So okay. They'll kick us off at 3 o'clock. We've got a DJ performing. I've got my friend Mackenzie Ryan, who is an awesome singer. She's going to sing to us the national anthem, and that's when Football Festival will really begin with our football season preview show. And then at 6, we got a closing band, Cass, that's also a local Richmond band. So cool. There's music, there's entertainment, great food. We're going to have prizes and giveaways. And, I mean, there's just really no reason not to come down this Saturday.
Well, you covered an issue that I wanted to address, food and beverage. People will be fed and watered and given sunshine. I mean, it's like the whole package, right?
Oh, man. I mean, we just worked this everything to perfection with the timing. River City Roll has happy hour every Saturday at 3 o'clock. Oh, yeah, our party starts right at 3 o'clock. So there's going to be happy hour, food specials, drink specials, all of that and more.
Okay. All right. Perfect. So one more time, Adam, absolutely shameless plug here. Tell everybody all of the details about the Football Fest this Saturday, please.
Yeah. So the whole plan, like I said earlier, was to just to bring together all of the faces and voices when you watch sports on TV and when you listen to the radio. So I forgot to mention even Gary and Gary. Gary Hess, who's done high school football for 31 years in Richmond. Nobody knows more about high school football than him. That's He'll true. Be involved alongside Gary Criswell as yep. well. Zach Joaquin from the Richmond Times-Dispatch, who's the high school football beat writer. And so like we said, we got local bands. We've got all the local sports voices. We've got celebrity guests like Fred Smoot, Grant Paulson, and Danny Ruye. And we're going to have prizes. I mean, I'm not sure I can say all the great prizes okay. we're going to give away on the radio, okay. but I can tell you right now, if you win a prize, you're probably going to be going to a big-time college football game this season. How about that?
Sweet. I like it. All right. Well, listen, man, I appreciate you dropping by. This is year number two for this. I know you're just going to absolutely, positively put it right through the uprights. I know it's going to be packed. And I'm happy that we have a chance to share it with my listeners because, you know, we like football, too.
I know. And you do such a great job. You and John Reed, you guys have really established WRVA as the number one source for news. And so we're trying to get to that level with 910 being the number one source for sports.
You're doing a great job. I appreciate it, my friend. That is Adam Epstein. And this Saturday, he's got his big football fest. This is year number two. And if you like football, if you care about football, this is where you need to be on Saturday. Couple of hours. They've got great food. They've got great beverages. As he mentioned, some great prizes. Wonderful, wonderful people that are coming out for the event. I just think you're going to have a great time. So if you've got Saturday free, by the way, just between us, you don't have to stay for the whole thing, right? It's like any other party. Come when you want, leave what you want, but make a point to get down there and support our friend Adam and the rest of our friends over there at The Fan. It is 345, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.